Serenet News, I'm Jason Taylor. Doctors say a 7-year-old boy from Independence near Kansas City is doing better than expected after being attacked by another boy at an apartment complex. WDAF reports the child could take 3 years to recover from his injuries, which will require skin grafts. The 100th PGA Championship at Belle Reve Country Club in St. Louis County might be one for the record books. KMOV reports law enforcement officials tasked with keeping crowds safe estimated there were at least 55,000 people at Belle Reve yesterday. There will be 9 new faces in the Missouri Senate for the next legislative session. One will be in Northern Missouri's 18th District, where Shobina businesswoman Cindy O'Loughlin beat 3 state Republican House members in a contentious primary last week. Representative Linda Shoemake of Canton says he and his colleagues will rally behind O'Loughlin in the general election.
I knew her beforehand, and as I also know my colleagues, and I've gotten along with all of them, and I think we will fall in line and support her.
O'Loughlin will be opposed by Democrat Crystal Stevens in the heavily Republican district, where GOP voters outnumbered Democrats nearly 3-1 in the primary. Mid-Missouri's Boone County has started a pilot program to help people dealing with opioid addiction. Dr. Leslie Porth with the Missouri Hospital Association says those who overdose would get a drug that minimizes cravings and would talk to a peer recovery coach before they leave the emergency room.
Kind of a warm handoff between the medical treatment and the recovery treatment that's needed for these individuals.
Porth says the plan is to have the program fully running at University Hospital and Boone Hospital in Mid-Missouri next month. Police are investigating the shooting of an infant early this morning in East Kansas City. KMBC reports the child was shot in the ankle and was taken to the hospital. Police did not provide details of the infant's condition. Perry County deputies in southeast Missouri have taken a man into custody who took off running from a traffic stop and led them on a 2-state chase. 24-year-old Jordan Mahathath was captured near Chester, Illinois, in possession of heroin, methamphetamine, and drug paraphernalia. The Missouri Department of Transportation has reduced I-470 in the eastern metro Kansas City area to 1 lane in each direction. MoDOT is warning drivers to expect delays between 60 and 75 minutes while crews work on a bridge and overpass project for the next 45 days. The stage was set this past week for Democratic incumbent Claire McCaskill and Republican challenger Josh Hawley to face each other in November's U.S. Senate race. After winning the GOP primary Tuesday night, Hawley challenged McCaskill to have a debate on the back of a flatbed truck.
I'm going to drag that flatbed truck all over this state to courthouses everywhere. We'll get out, we'll get on the back of the truck, and we'll debate. Just me, just her, no holds barred. That's my challenge.
McCaskill challenged Hawley to have 4 town hall debates between now and the election. This is Missouri Net.